News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Motorists are being warned that national fuel protests may bring commuting routes into Dublin and other major roads across the country to a standstill this morning. Now, we'll be bringing you updates throughout the day, and we are starting with Josh Crosby, who is in Monastrevin, which is the location from where one of the protests is going to depart. Josh, as I understand it, there are a number of different protests that are all then going to coalesce as they arrive into Dublin City.
That's right, Anton. So look, many listeners will be aware of Junction 14. It's one of the busiest service stations in the country. And that's where I am now. And drivers from north, south, east and west are making their way to Dublin this morning. And this is one of the many meeting points organised for 7 a.m. And I'm yet to meet any of the protesters here this morning. But when they do arrive, the plan is they will lead a convoy into Dublin city centre. And as you said, their drivers will be joining them as they approach Dublin. So you have people adding on to the convoy at the Red Cow, Liffey Valley and also near the Port Tunnel. And I suppose, look, all roads lead to Dublin, and we know what their main appeal is, and that is for the price of fuel to be reduced. I was talking to one of the organisers yesterday, and he told me that some hauliers are not even going to work this week because it's costing them too much to pay for the fuel. As I look up now at the forecourt sign, it's 2.16.9 for diesel, and the Irish Road Haulage Association has said it's not organising the protest and will not be participating in it. Now, I have spoken with some drivers here this morning who are from larger businesses, branded trucks, who said they would like to be taking part in it, but a larger company would not be involved with it. In a statement, Gardaí said they had limited interaction with some of the people involved in publishing information about these convoys, saying that the majority of the organisation of these convoys is taking place on social media platforms and messaging apps, and Gardaí are not in a position to provide accurate or detailed advice to the general public at this time. The advice for road users travelling on national primary routes is to plan their journeys by ensuring that they leave additional time for possible traffic disruptions and to expect traffic delays if congestion is caused as a result of the convoys. It's yet to be seen, Anton, though, how big this materializes to be in the end. The plan is for the convoys to join up and make their way into Dublin city centre for 10 or 11. And look, we'll be continuing to bring updates for listeners throughout the day, but it's yet to be seen how big this turns out to be.
So at this stage, we don't know who's organising it.
Different groups set up. And as Gardaí have said, it's all been done online. And different Facebook pages and Twitter pages and WhatsApp groups. I spoke with one driver here this morning who showed me the WhatsApp text he was getting of the different times and locations.
Well, Josh, stay with us through the morning because we're going to return to you to find out how disruptive it is as the morning goes on. We're joined as well by Ger Hyland, who's president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Ger, do you know who's organising these?
We don't.
Do you support them?
We don't. Look, we empathise with them. We can see where they're coming from.
Yeah, but
our position on this is that we are still at the table with government. We had a meeting with government last Friday. Hmm. We're meeting with them again this week.
And the protest, Ger, do you support them?
Look, as I said to you, there's some of our members probably involved in this today. I don't know who's involved in it. I can see where they're coming from. We have members today.
It sort of puts you in the position of having your cake and eating it, though. You're in a position where you're able to negotiate and say we are independent of these protests, while at the same time people are then on the streets giving you the impetus for those negotiations. So do you actually support these protests, Ger?
As an association, we have said that we are not in protest, and that stands here this morning.
Yeah, no, you're not part of it. Do you support it?
Are not part of this protest.
Indeed, do you support it?
So, That is up to every member of our association to make his own decision.
But I'm not asking your individual members, Jerry. I'm asking you as president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Speaking for the association, do you support the protests?
Our members have fuel surcharges in place with their customers. So we are not going to stop working for our customers while they're paying a fuel surcharge to us.
Indeed. And do you support the protest, Jerry?
Look, I empathise with them, I can see where they're coming from, and that's as far as I'm going to say on this.
Well, that's to avoid the question entirely. Do you actually support these protests going ahead?
As I said to you, we have members that's probably involved in this today. They're involved in it because they can't afford to fuel their trucks. And while our association is at the table trying to negotiate a deal with government to safeguard, so
you're not going to give me an answer on that one, Ger, no?
I am not going to give you an answer. It's up to every individual. Okay. It's up to every individual haulier himself to do as he sees fit for his company.
Ger, thank you very much. That's Ger Hyland, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association. And we'll be coming back to Josh later on in the programme to get a sense of how those protests are shaking out across the morning. Because, of course, at this stage, it is hard to tell how significant they may be, though the downside is they may be very significant. 53106 if you want to get in touch with the show, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.